Let's again take you on a mind excursion, a diversion. Him, that's him, not me. I can't quite pull that off. Well, all I can tell you is chewing is permitted. Traffic department, let me tell you what about the traffic department. Traffic department wants you to drive very straight. Okay? Drive very straight and don't read while you're driving. Don't let your kid drive. I saw a guy with a kid in his lap on the turnpike. On the turnpike. In a Cadillac. The kid sitting in his lap. And he wasn't in the back seat. He was in the front seat behind the wheel. That's a big no-no. Wow. That's terrifying. I didn't know what to do. You know, that old expression, didn't know to do this or do that. And that's the way I felt. I got away from it. I just drifted way back. I was afraid to pass it. So behave yourselves, right? Life magazine, I don't have my copy yet, of the Woodstock scene. And certainly I saw in the regular life that if you don't find one at the newsstand, you can send for it. Instructions are in the current issue of Life. Woodstock Music and Art Fair was more than a rock festival. It proves that people under 25 aren't a minority anymore. You've been hearing that for years, but suddenly they were all there on one hillside. Life magazine has put it all into a special issue. It's on the newsstands now. 64 pages, lots of pictures, very few words, and no advertising. Life shows what it was like to be at Woodstock. Gentle, young, peaceful, often uncomfortable, but always open and generous and human. If you were there, you know. If you weren't there, find out. The vibrations are there in the pictures. Sly was there. And I've seen pictures in other magazines already of the great response he got. Mm.
You can make it if you try.
Some songs. We were talking earlier about we wish that Sly had a great live album because they play so incredibly different in person than they do on record. But still a great, the best we can do. This is WNEW-FM when we always try and always try it. 102.7, here's Zach Ferrasco, who's in California working this week. He returns next Monday night. All those songs for Sly and for the great time that group has given us, wow, since they started. And here comes one of the incredible commercials of all time.
You gave me a soul.
You see, I tried. The whole time they were singing there, I was trying to find out just where it is, and it doesn't seem to be in here anymore. Maybe it's under Putney instead of Swoop. See, that's where I made my fatal error. I assumed it would be under Swoop. Now playing at the Cinema 2, 3rd Avenue and 60th Street, Putney Swoop. Cinema 2, 3rd Avenue and 60th Street, now playing. And the MC5 concert, which we've been advertising all week, in fact, since last week, that was to have been tonight, has been postponed, and fresh air and so on, at the pavilion. Okay. And this is the greatest little soul band in the land.
This is insane!
Blues, I believe the name of that song was. The Welfare and the Rats, he sings about. Mm. Another great thing that happened this summer was, and it's been happening for the last six summers, the Philadelphia Folk Festival is held out in the country, in Dutch country, in Schwenksville. And the promoters of that thing have been very careful over the years to keep the farmers and the, you know, the Mennonites and the Amishes and all those people happy. It's been a very cool thing and very successful. Every year they come back there, and they had a great concert this year, great festival. And if I'm not mistaken, I think I was told the other day that Eric Anderson appeared there and did a great job. Remember this?